This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 236. Warning! Information is habit forming. How to unplug. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 5 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection. You'll finally get real native English conversation with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Lindsay, it's time to start the show.
Oh, Michelle, just a minute. I just got an email and, oh, there's another. Ding, there's another.
Oh my gosh. No, come on.
Oh, just give me one more minute. I want to check my email one more time just to make sure nothing important came in.
Okay. Well, today you'll hear how information addiction can affect your life and how to unplug.
Hey, Michelle, how are you today? Welcome.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling good today. I'm excited today to mention that, you know, we just held this contest because we wanted our listeners to get to know you. They took an interesting quiz about you, some interesting facts about you, and I want to announce our winner.
Okay, awesome.
So our winner was Arisa, and she now gets 15 minutes of free conversation practice with you, Michelle.
I'm really excited about it. Thank you to all the people that entered. That's really exciting. I'm glad that you're excited to talk to hear me.
Yeah, thanks for entering the contest, guys. And guys, if you didn't know about this contest, that's because you're not on our email list. So if you want to know about future contests and future opportunities to get in touch and to practice with one of us, go to allearsenglish.com/hot, H-O-T. So Michelle, let's jump into today's topic. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we are talking about the challenge of trying to unplug from the world, trying to unplug our electronics.
Oh my God, unplug is a great word, and it means two things, right? It means literally unplug,
right?
The plug from the wall, and what else does it mean?
It kind of means to just get away from your electronics, to get away from, you know, the things that distract you from real life, from real people.
Yeah. That's right, from real people. And I want to tell a little story. I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but, you know, you got to be honest. On Thanksgiving, I wanted to unplug, and I had every intention to just spend time with my family and be present, but I was sitting there on the couch, and I was realizing I was reaching for my phone, Michelle. I was like, oh, I want to download a podcast. I want to learn something. I want to check my email. I want to surf the internet. It was terrible.
I've been there completely. I know, and it's really hard because you want to be present, you want to be in the moment, enjoy the holiday, but we just can't get away from phones, laptops, all those things.
Yeah, and it's like this anxiety was building up inside me. Not anxiety, but I would say restlessness. Restlessness is the word. Michelle, what does restlessness mean?
It means like you can't rest. Like you just want to do something all the time. I get like that a lot at night, actually.
Oh, you do? So does your mind race?
Oh my gosh, it's the worst.
Do you sleep with your phone right next to you?
No, but it's I do sometimes look at it like immediately before going to sleep, and I think that that's bad. And like, in fact, just today I was talking with my students about leading a healthy lifestyle. And one of the things we were reading an article, and it talked about, you know, that you should unplug. You should not look at like a laptop, a phone, or a television 2 hours before bedtime. And
oh,
I thought,
wow, two hours.
I can't imagine that. And all of them, they all agreed, like, I can't do that. But why is that? Why can't we just unplug, you know?
Well, that's a good question. Let's talk about what's going on here, because I think our listeners are also experiencing this, because our listeners, many of them listen to this show on a smartphone, That means that they carry around their phones every day in their pockets, and they probably have this problem too, because we all have this problem. So why does it happen, and what can we do about it? Well, I think part of it, Michelle, is about fear of missing out. We call it FOMO, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's definitely, I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Do you ever experience FOMO? I mean, is that the reason that you reach for your phone or your Facebook or your email?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, first of all, I think I'm really glad that we're talking about that phrase, because I think that it's actually a really popular slang. Yes. So it's really good to use. Fear of missing out. Definitely. I noticed that. I mean, you want to be up to date. Like, you want to look at Facebook. You want to look at your emails. You want to make sure that you're not like missing anything. What if I get something important? Well, chances are at midnight, you're probably not going to. So, right, you know, things can wait. And it's this obsession, like, that nothing can wait until an appropriate time. We have to constantly be checking. And especially if your phone automatically updates you when you have an email, it's like,
oh, terrible.
Oh my gosh. And you hear that beep or your phone buzzes. And, oh my God, what is it? What is it? What is it? You know?
Yeah, and I was doing a little research to prepare for today's episode, and I realized what I learned was that when that happens, Michelle, when that phone goes beep, that's actually a dopamine rush that we get in our brains. And it's not taking pleasure in finding the information, it's taking pleasure in seeking the information out, like wanting to get the information.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh my gosh. And sometimes I'll wake up and I'll have, you know, 30 new emails. And even though I know I can't do anything about those emails, I'll open them. And it's like, I want to open the next email. It's like an addiction.
I completely agree. Yeah, I can't not. If my phone buzzes, there's no way I can just leave it. Like, you know, I think, what if it's something important or just, I mean, and the... Usually, I mean, probably 90% of the time, it's nothing that needs to be, you know, addressed right at that time.
Yeah. So let's see if we can come up with some actionable solutions. Like, I know our listeners are struggling with this problem too. And I know this probably affects our ability to learn languages, right?
Yes.
Not to be able to focus on one thing.
Right.
You know, one thing that I do also is I always go back and forth between internet windows, you know, browser windows.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's so easy to just press, you know, right click, open new window. And then by the time you're finished, you realize you have 30 windows open and you don't even know what you're doing to start off with. And I think this idea of seeking out what you said with the dopamine, I mean, that happens to me all the time. I look at one article, it leads me to something else. Like, everything leads to another place. And I feel like your brain is just craving that. Like, where am I going to go next? Even when you just, you know, have you ever had a night where you just, like with your friends, you watch some viral videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
right. Oh,
you see something else along the side. And that's, I guess, you know, probably that's why they have that there, you know, because they know that you're enticed to click on another video, even if you didn't want to watch it at all. But then you click on one video and it's another video and another. You can take up a whole night like that.
It's terrible. Yeah. Or series like, let's see, Orange is the New Black is one that, I got addicted to that one weekend. And I think I watched an entire season.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. I have 5 episodes of that to watch now. And I haven't been able to watch it for several days. And I feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to, you know, and then you start to think, well, what am I going to do when it's over? Right?
What
am
I going to do?
5 more
over?
Episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how will I handle myself?
Yeah. So, okay. We know there's a problem, right? There's a problem. So, Michelle, what is the solution? I mean, we're not neuroscientists here. We're not doctors, but I think we can throw out a couple of ideas and maybe our listeners also have some ideas. So I'm going to encourage our listeners, guys, if you have any ideas of how to overcome this problem, come on over to allearsenglish.com/236 and leave a comment. But Michelle, what's one idea for how we can start to overcome this dopamine this sort of chasing after the dopamine rush mm-hmm. that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the first step is even just talking about it, just like that, like we are now. Like, what do they say? Like, the first step to to fixing a problem is recognizing you have a problem.
And okay, that's right.
You know, just
how
we talk about it. But I mean, to try and find some solutions, right? Once you realize that you're addicted, don't let it beat you, right? Like, I think one thing that you could do is try and make some time where you say, you know what, I'm not gonna look at my email today.
Right.
I'm not gonna be checking Facebook today. And, you know, just try it even for one day and see how you feel. You'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And some practical solutions to make that day easier would be, for example, turning off your auto notifications, you know, turning off your ability to check your email on your phone with that icon, right? You can disable that icon.
Right.
That helps. Or, for example, I like to take regular vacations where I have a week at a time just totally away. Back in August, I had an amazing week where I went to Cape Cod and I went to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and I just didn't touch my email. The first 2 days I wanted to. I had that addiction, and then I noticed that that addiction went away.
Right. Yeah. And
it was amazing.
That's great. I mean, I've taken a couple cruises, and on a cruise, you know, you can't really use the internet unless you want to pay a lot of money. And it always seems frustrating. Oh, God, I want to know what's happening. And then you realize, you know what? It's not important. And actually, it kind of, I was disappointed because I heard a recent news story that some cruise ships are going to be more Wi-Fi accessible. Oh, and I thought, you know what? That's really a shame, because then it's just going to take away from the experience. You know, sometimes you just need to unplug.
Yeah, I start hearing about these new places, these places that are typically like kind of a refuge.
Right.
And you start to hear, oh, they're getting an internet connection. And I say, oh, God.
Right. It's like it makes your life easier in some ways, you know, some things if you, but I don't think it really does.
That's right. Maybe in the end, it makes your life harder because, well, I think it leads to shallow thinking, right? That's what this is about. It leads to shallow thinking where we can't go in depth on any one topic. And I want to go in depth when I think.
Right.
Yeah. So do you have one more solution, one more trick or tip that you could suggest to our audience to get over this problem?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that you should step away from the computer and your phone, right? Leave your apartment, leave your house, take a walk outside, right?
Yeah,
Don't bring everything with you. Take a walk in nature, or even I think a meditation is a good thing.
Yeah, that helps me a lot. I try to meditate twice a day, and when I finish my meditation session, I really don't want to pick up my phone. It's a change. It's a shift in the way I think.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I don't meditate, but I probably could use it.
I think we could all use it, right?
Yeah.
But so this is really interesting. So I really want to hear from you guys, our listeners. Let us know if you're struggling with this, and let us know if you've found a solution. And so come on over to allearsenglish.com/236 and let's have a conversation in the comment section. So thanks, Michelle. Thanks for talking about this. I think we're going to come back to this topic another day because it's a big deal.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's really interesting, and I think everyone can relate to this.
I think so too. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Lindsay.
Yeah. Bye. Hey guys, if you want to be an insider with All Ears English, then you need to get on our email list to hear about contests or special deals that we offer only for All Ears English email list members. So go to allearsenglish.com/hot. That's allearsenglish.com/HOT. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.